Blog Talk Radio.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is.
You never stop working.
And when I don't feel that you're working,
and seemed so big, and now they've come and they're here today. No longer wondering when or wondering how, but now declaring by my spirit and by my power, it shall surely come to pass. The things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my spirit I'm making the way. And by my spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Habrá alguien que pueda adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en fe en este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, praise God. Another night, another day that we can come together in the name of Jesus, the name above all names, amen. That we come to a place, that we come to this place worshiping Him. You know, one of the parts that I've learned that the worship is obedience to the Lord. And when you're obedient to the Lord, that is a form of worship. When we come together As we assemble ourselves, as we see the day approaching, we are being obedient to our Lord. So praise God. We're worshiping the Lord. Amen. Even as we worship with song and with music and with our voices and our heart. But the other part is obedience. Obedience, respect, and honor to the Lord is worship. Understand that he is our God. Yes, he's our loving Father, but we understand that he is our God, our Creator, and our Savior, and he's worthy of all praise and glory. Amen. That's right, sis. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Praise God. Well, glory to God. Another day, another week, and elephant in the room, these things are not going to go back in the box. Today I was hearing that it is getting pretty serious over in Ukraine and Russia area. Supposedly there's reports that Russia is preparing the capital for attack, or they are setting up underground parking lot of places of shelter and whatever. And I'm going, well, if it gets to be the weapons they have nowadays, the nuclear ones, I don't think it's going to matter much. It probably helps some, but not a lot. But anyway, they're trying to set up things. Supposedly this is like cloak and dagger, like, you know, some of like the movies of Red October and all these other things that are happening. There's supposedly a plot of just talking about blowing up a major dam that would flood almost all the new area of the provinces that he has taken into Russia, that it would be a major, major problem if this dam is exploded. It would be a provocation of even more, and that they're concerned about NATO or America is going to attack. Brothers and sisters, it's all in God's hands, of course, but a lot of this has to come to pass. Still, it's very, on edge in Israel and around Israel for sure, and how buddy-buddy Iran and Russia's getting that setting up for another part, Ezekiel 38-39 war, and everything else going on for sure. It's been like some trials and tests for each one of us, for our brothers and sisters in Christ. I know that Sis was sharing her family were upset, stomachs and sick, but they're doing better now, praise God. So praise the Lord. Sis, when's the, your daughter Shannon and Logan, the court deal, when's that coming up? Or the new judge, you shared about a new judge and the case to come before him. And is there any update on that we have been praying and praying for God's favor and praying that it will be back like what works out best for Shannon is that she has custody and supervised visits. It's next week, okay? All right, well, we'll continue to pray. Next week, all right? Praise God. Well, glory to God that we can come together and be very grateful. And the Lord, impress and understand that many need to understand what rest is. About rest in the Lord. Of course, the greatest rest is eternal. In Christ, come to me all who are weak and heavy laden of the ways of men. Okay? Next week, the court date, okay? All right, well, we'll continue to pray. Just continue to pray over it, bathe it in prayers, and the Lord will intervene. He hears our prayers. He hears our heart, and he will give the desires of our heart when they are lined up with the will and purpose of God. And that he wants the best for his children, and he loves the little children. So the Lord will be there. He will intervene for sure. And he can steer the hearts of leaders, even judges, I believe, for sure. Well, glory to God that we come together. And again, today I saw all the unbelievable, the weather and storms that are hitting all over the world. This massive floods and landslides, and it just blows you away when you consider it in one day, six different nations being flooded or countries being flooded. It's tremendous. It is definitely, that's one part of It would be like in the days of Noah. Well, there's definitely a lot of that going on, a lot of flooding going on. Another thing that's very, well, in the times we're living that will bring famine is all the rivers and lakes are drying up. And I mean, talk about major rivers like the Mississippi or the Yangtze River in China, one of the biggest rivers, and the Mississippi, one of the biggest rivers. They can't even get barges up and down. It's just unbelievable. But I know why all these things are happening, because of the sin of man, and then the creation is lashing out, is groaning, and doesn't want, you know, the results of sinful man. It wants to see the sons and daughters of God revealed in the glory of the Lord when he comes for them. Hallelujah. So this is all coming together. I mean, it was unbelievable to see the areas that, you know, all kinds of different areas, you know, here in the U.S., other parts of the world that are drying up. And I was asking, Brenda, you know, mainly, well, this is water above ground. What about the water in the earth? You know, you don't hear them talking about much about that. But, you know, you always, when you drill and stuff, you drill down into water that's the aquifers. There's water there, too. So I ain't heard any much about what they're talking about there. It's mainly the water above. And I'm sure, you know, one part of it, stuff drying up. The other thing, they control it with dams and stuff. And their agenda is to cause these kind of things of, you know, famine and people starving and food going away and everything to depend upon the government. They are doing these kind of things. And it's very interesting, as we're studying the book of Revelation at our church, we're seeing the starting, it seems like, of what the seals will bring everywhere in all kinds of areas of the different kind of things that are happening from, like I said, the wars and rumors of wars, the beasts rising, the famine and all that, and, you know, pandemic, you know, all that thing, you know, need to be praying for children. I just saw where it's a tremendous flu going on here in the U.S. where they say they don't have enough beds anymore. Lord have mercy. You know, God didn't call us to sickness. He called us for to be well and have health and healing of who he is, and that we need to pray for the healing of the children. And then we had, I don't know if you saw this week, the CDC talking about, well, we've got a lot stronger snake bite, and we're going to put it in the regular vaccine for your kids to go to school. Lord have mercy. Time to parents to step up and say no and understand this stuff has not been, I mean, it's not been tested well, but what God has shown us too. And then they're talking about, you know, CDC or somewhere making a, yeah, they are evil. You got to think these places are organizations of the world. Well, who's the God of this world? The one who wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Supposedly some North Carolina or some kind of school, or I don't know, school, but a place is that they've made a strain that's supposed to kill 85%. Lord have mercy. Why, you know, think, why would you want to even make stuff like this? Because it's the very nature to steal, kill, and destroy. But understand, our lives are in the hands of the Lord. And in the days we live, as we look for the Lord to come for his church and bride, there's, you know, the deal about, I mean, it's very, as all of us know, as well as the Apostle Paul and all believers from the Word of God, to live as Christ and die as gain. So it's win-win for us as believers, because physical death is not the end. That's just the beginning, the doorway into eternity. And, of course, the other one is the Lord has come for his church and bride, and that could happen very well, easily, anytime soon now, too. It's all in God's hands, of course. But a lot of things are going on prophetically, and that's the big one that shows us this is a Jesus coming time and moment, convergence, everything together, not just certain things, but every kind of things. If it's not from, you know, earthquakes to volcanoes, that are going off to landslides. All their foundations are crumbling from government, the people under their feet, mountains coming down. Only the sure foundation is Christ. So it is very much the only way to rest and have peace is in the Lord. Okay, there it is. That's the one I was talking about. I didn't know anything about the military blues up the lab. Well, praise God they did. Somebody was doing it right. All right. Well, that's good. They stopped it. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Praise God. That'd be a good report, sis. At least somebody's trying to stand up for truth or the right, you know, something right. Well, anyway, we have much to pray about, but we can worship. And as I share this, this is all about to pray. And just really, in one sense, I know it's not fantastic, but it should make us excited because it's pointing to the name of Jesus. I mean, it's pointing to the Lord coming. It definitely is pointing to the Lord coming. When we see certain kind of things, me and Sister Brenda say, well, this is the Jesus coming moment. As we see the kind of things they're coming together and what they want and, you know, bring down supply and food source, but God is our supply. Oh, that they're taking down, trying to take down the money and bring in the digital money. Jesus is our provider. You know, we're not controlled by this or depend on it. We depend on one who's greater and has all authority and power. And he loves us very much. So that's very good encouragement with all that's going on. And, you know, brothers, it's happening daily. There's no more 100-year flood. It's just daily. I mean, you know, it's unreal. And of course, we have more technology that can see everything, but I'm not even checking things as much as I was. And it's amazing to see that some of the watchmen that's been doing this now are doing two or three videos a day. Yeah, he does. I wonder why. Yeah, well, it's to bring us down, bring down the country, deplete our military. Yeah, he's in the pocket of the globalists. These kind of things have to happen because there's really no nothing about talking about this side of the world in Bible prophecy. It really isn't. But we'll leave that in God's hands, and we won't face that. The Lord will come for his church and bride before the seals are broken, before he brings judgment, the wrath of the Lamb. As he is the Savior and the righteous one, he is the perfect judge too. Amen. All right, praise God. Well, let's go to prayer and get started tonight. Hallelujah. Get focused. Focus now. Get focused on the Lord, that we rest and know the peace, have understanding in Jesus tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you and praise you. Now that we focus, that we just gave a little glimpse of the kind of things that are going on, but we know when we hear this or see this and see the kind of things that are happening, that we look to you and depend upon you and know that you love us very much and you watch over us, you protect us, you guide us, you direct us, you supply us. And Lord, we need you. We depend upon you. Because we can't do it ourselves. Anytime we do, we just mess things up. And that your will is not what we want to do, but it is you, Father. Your will and purpose for our life is to be servants and to serve you, Lord, and be obedient sons and daughters of God. We pray, Lord, that we're guided by the Holy Spirit tonight to share the truth of your word, that we focus and understand to praise and honor you. And, Lord, that we would look to you and worship and focus on you and know, Lord, with you, with living in our hearts, that we have peace and that we can rest in you. And as we as believers understand that we can rest in you each and every day because of who you are and what you have done and where you have placed us and where we were. Lord, we're grateful. We praise you. We praise you for watching over and protecting us from the world system and the enemy. Thank you for giving us wisdom and discernment so we didn't get misled or deceived, but trusting you, Lord, and know that you are the answer. You're the way, the truth, and the life, and everyone, all your created children need to know this personally. Father, I pray that we're a small part of it, but praise God, if anyone comes to Jesus through what we've done, it's worth it. And that you get all the glory and praise. Father, we thank you and praise you that we can come together and that we can rest and be comforted and refuge in a place of peace and the rest that you give. You give rest to our spirits, and it is well with us because of who you are, Lord, who you are in our lives. And we give all the glory and praise to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyway, anything we're going through, whatever we face, whatever place we are, on the mountaintop or in the valley, or facing trials and tests, we have reason to praise. We still have reason to praise. Always. Not dependent upon what we're feeling. It depends upon who we believe in and trust. Hebrews 13:5 says, through him, therefore, let us at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of the lips. You know, fruit of the lips comes from what? The fruit of the Spirit. That thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name above all names, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Reason to praise. Even whatever we face, we have reason to praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. This one gets close to home. My end, you're getting started. Hit the wall. You are still faithful. When I am my worst, you are still good. In all of my questions, you are the answer. It all points to you. Just the God of the breakthrough. When I'm breaking down, you'll be working a way through. When there's no way out, there's one thing I know. Still on your throne, so whatever I'm feeling, I still got a reason to pray. Pray. Amen. In the wrong, you write our story. Out of the cross come rivers of grace, and out of the grave bursts of revival no tomb can contain. Amen. Hallelujah. The God of the breakthrough. When I'm breaking down, you'll be working a way through. When there's no way out, there's one thing I know. You're still on your throne. So whatever I'm feeling, I still got a reason to pray. 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 Amen. I still got a reason to pray. 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 I still got a reason to pray. Amen. You come around, dry bones come, desert to paradise. Don't just start rolling away. When you come around, my heart start beat again. Lung stretch to breathe you in. So just ear up and to pray. When you come around, dry bones come to life. Desert to paradise. Don't just start rolling away. When you come around, my heart starts to beat again. Lung stretch to the breath. You in. So they just erupt into praise. Because you're the God of the breakthrough. When I'm breaking down, you'll be working a way through. And there's no way out. There's one thing I know. You're still on your throne. So whatever I'm feeling, I still got a reason to pray. 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 I still got a reason to pray. Amen. I still got a reason to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. The God of breakthrough. What I'm breaking down, you'll be working a way through. When there's no way out, there's one thing I know. Still on your throne. So whatever I'm feeling, I still got a reason. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We have a reason, Lord. Pray. Still got a reason to pray. Still got a reason to pray. Amen. Still got a reason to pray. 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 Amen. Yes, Lord. I still got a reason to pray. Amen. Yes, Lord. I still got a reason to pray. I still got a reason to pray. Amen. I still got a reason to pray. I still got a reason to pray. Amen. I still got a reason to pray. Amen. Still got a reason to pray. Still got a reason to pray. still got a reason to pray, pray, pray. I still got a reason. Hallelujah. Pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Psalm 86:12 says, I will give thanks and praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever. Amen. That should be the heart of each one of us, brothers and sisters. When we realize who Christ is, and we realize how much the Father loves us, we realize who he is and what he has done. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's much to be praised. Much to be praised. We were in captivity. We were in chains. We were walking dead in darkness. We were darkness, the Word of God says in Ephesians. And the Lord came to deliver us all. Praise his name forever. That people would understand that. That he is the one who came to save us. He's the one who came to deliver us. He is the one who came to set us free. Because we were in prison. We were in chains. We were on the road to hell. But the Lord has brought us out. He has brought us into his kingdom. He has given us his very life. His blood poured out to forgive us, to wash away our sin, and to rise and to raise us up to new life, the new creation by the Spirit and the very life and power of Almighty God. Oh, yes, we have much to be a reason to praise. Whatever we face and whatever we go through, know that our Savior faced it. He faced everything, all kind of trials and temptations. Lord, have mercy. Tempted by the most evil one, personally. And he was victorious. And because of that victory, because of their love, is victorious over anything that is evil and wicked and sinful and perverted. God's love is greater than all the sin of the world because he became the sacrifice for each and every one of us. Glory to his name. And praise God, victorious over death, hell, and the grave, the consequences of our sin forever. That's why we're able to give thanks and praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. And we'll glorify your name forever, more, evermore. Amen. Okay, sis, you want to come and continue this worship and praise tonight? Hallelujah. We have reasons to praise the Lord. We are here. We're living. We're breathing. The Lord is watching over us. He has provided for us. He has protected us. He is with us through all things. He'll never leave us or forsake us. We have much to praise the Lord about. Give him glory and honor and praise. Yes, we have the reason to praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, sis, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We look to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, sis.
Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord.
Welcome back, sis. Praise God.
Glad to be back.
Amen. Amen. All right, sis. Well, you just, I would like you to share that scripture you shared with me that's so powerful of talking about who makes us complete. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23.
Yes.
That is so powerful. I mean, that really moved me and Sis Brenda, and I think the brothers and sisters need to hear.
Yes. Well, I'm just going to, when I go back to the chat rooms, I will post it.
That'll be awesome, Sis. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, share it in the chat room like you do, like as God leads you. But I think it's a very encouraging word, and it pretty well puts, quiet everything else. It's all about God in us. For sure.
Yes. And I will post from, I think from...
Ephesians 1:3?
22 to 23, yes. I will post, I will add another one, okay.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Praise God. All right, sis, I'll let you continue the worship. Amen.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Amen.
Right. Amen.
It's all about you, Jesus. I know this is for you. For your glory and your faith, it's not about me. As the things you do face my way, you alone are God and I surrender to your way. Consuming fire is in your gaze. Jesus, I want you to know I will follow you all my days. No one else in history is like
cover me with your hand and lead me in your righteousness, and I look to you, and I wait on you. I'll say to you, Lord, I'll hear my voice for your faithfulness to me. I am carried in everlasting arms. You'll never let me go to zero. You are forever in my life. You see me through this season. Cover me with your hand and lead me in your righteousness, and I look to you, and I wait on you. I'll sing to you, Lord, I'll hear your love for your faithfulness to me. I'm carried in everlasting arms. You'll never let me go. I'll sing to you, Lord, I'll hear my love for your faithfulness to me. I'm carried in everlasting arms. You'll never let me go through
all of creation, all of the earth,
make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Pull back the sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, keep us so close. Lord Jesus, come. Keep us so come. Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice. All will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming so long. Like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, keep us to come. Lord Jesus, keep us so come. Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. Lord, we wait, you're coming soon. Yes, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a group, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church, will be ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Keep it so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, sis. Praise God. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, sis. We'll get back with you at the end of the service to finish up with that other beautiful song God's put on your heart.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, Father. Okay. See ya.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bless you, too.
All right, we'll give a chance for Sis Jeanette to get back in the chat room, and then we'll get started. Hallelujah. It's like a message, you know, God's given, and then it's like updated and in the place of where our faith is, where we have learned and grown and understand about who we are in Christ and what we thought we knew at one time, but what we really know. And know more of the truth that the Holy Spirit has revealed it to us. And that it's all pointing to Christ. We understand that more and more. And that the only true rest in Jesus Christ today. only true rest, and you can add peace and hope to that too. It's all wrapped up in it. True rest in Jesus Christ today. Amen? Shalom, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ is alive and well today. He's alive in our lives by his Holy Spirit right now. Amen? I saw something from Brother David Wilkerson and Brother Oswald Chambers that the Lord revealed to them in their lives, and he's revealing it to us now. Amen? Grace, mercy, and love from our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, our living Savior and Lord, and the life-giving Spirit of God. Amen? So the first thing is that many people know about Christ. They read about his life, how he healed the sick and delivered people from Satan and demons, that he even raised people from the dead. They read or hear others about how he lived and died on the cross for all of mankind's sins. That 3 days later, he rose from the grave to conquer death and the grave and hell forever. Amen. Hallelujah. So many have heard about Jesus. Many know about his ideas and doctrine. Many listen to others who share about him. The question tonight is, do you know him now in your lives? He was with the ones in his time on earth. When he was born and grew up as a man and a witness for the truth. Do you know him like his disciples and all that followed him and became servants and children of God? Do you know him and his love, power, love, his love and power in your own life now? So some important questions we all have to ask ourselves tonight in the archives, amen? A lot of people know about Jesus, that he was a good man, and that he was a great prophet, and that he was a great teacher, that you hear the wonderful stories, what he has done. But are you aware of this in your lives? Listen to this from Oswald Chambers that the Lord wanted me to share. Christ awareness. We've heard a lot about self-awareness. What about Christ awareness? Whenever anything begins to disintegrate your life with Jesus Christ, turn to him at once, asking him to reestablish your rest. Never allow anything to remain in your life that is causing the unrest. Think of every detail of your life that is causing the disintegration as something to fight against, not as something you should allow to remain. Ask the Lord to put awareness of himself in you, and your self-awareness will disappear. Then he will be your all in all. Beware of allowing your self-awareness to continue, because slowly but surely it will awaken self-pity, and self-pity is satanic. Don't allow yourself to say, well, they have just misunderstood me, and this is something over which they should apologize to me. I'm sure I must have this cleared up with them already. Learn to leave others alone. Regarding this, simply ask the Lord to give you Christ awareness, and he will steady you until the completeness in him is absolute. A complete life is a life of a child. When I am fully conscious of my awareness of Christ, there is something wrong. It is the sick person who really knows what health is. A child of God is not aware of the will of God because he is the will of God. When we have deviated even slightly from the will of God, we begin to ask the Lord, what is your will? Amen, sis. That'd be great. Even when we slightly, well, have we have deviated from slightly from the will of God, we begin to ask, Lord, what is your will? A child of God never prays to be made aware of the fact that God answers prayer because he is so restfully certain that God always answers prayer. If we try to overcome our self-awareness through any of our own common sense methods, we will only serve to strengthen our self-awareness tremendously. Jesus says, come to me, and I will give you rest. That is, Christ's awareness will take the place of self-awareness. Whenever Jesus comes, he establishes rest. The rest of the completion of the activity in our lives that is never aware of itself. The scripture reference to this is Matthew 11, 25 through 30. The caption for this portion of scripture has come to me. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, and I openly and joyfully acknowledge your great wisdom that you have hidden these things, these spiritual truths, from the wise and intelligent and revealed them to infants, to new believers, to those seeking God's will and purpose. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one fully knows and actually understands the Son except the Father, and no one fully knows and actually understands the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son deliberately wills to reveal him. Thank God he has, right? And then Jesus says this, come to me, all who are weary and heavily burdened by religious rituals that provide no peace, and I'll give you rest. How does he give rest? What kind of rest did Jesus give? Refreshing your souls with salvation. Salvation comes from the Lord. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, following me as my disciple. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear and my burden is light. You need Christ's awareness in your life now. You need to know the true rest is through Jesus Christ. He is the only one who can do this in your lives. Look at verse 28. What does rest mean? Refreshing your souls with salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. When you see that, it means you need to be saved because you're lost. And you need a Savior. This is true rest. It is well with our soul. Doesn't matter what has happened in our lives here or what is happening in this crazy, out-of-control world system. It is well with our soul, amen? The Lord Jesus has been showing this to me and Sis Brenda by word and song. Now I know why he wants all of his created children to know that true rest is through him and the grace and mercy and love that he gives. Salvation, amen? So the Lord Jesus reveals two things here. First, you have to come to him personally. Know him personally. More than when a man and woman comes together in marriage, a deeper personal relationship with him by his Holy Spirit. The act of making love between a man and woman in marriage by the Word of God, who truly in love, is a picture of how we come together with the Lord in the Spirit. Yet you see, brothers and sisters, the Word of God says the two come together in marriage and they shall become one. We too, brothers and sisters, will become one with Christ Jesus by his Holy Spirit. So you see why the devil and the religious crowd fight this truth so hard? They know that when we truly know who we are in Christ Jesus, they just better flee away, because there is true love and power knowing this. Amen? That is the first thing we are to know about awareness of Christ in our lives. The second is so important too. We need rest, refreshing through salvation. Jesus Christ, the Savior of all mankind, knew that we needed true rest, that the flesh and sin, that the flesh and sin in this flesh, will wear you out, that it will take you down a road you don't really want to go. It will hurt you and others on the way. It will even give you fear, depression, restlessness, no peace in your mind and your heart. You will become tired and wearied in this lost life. So Jesus knew we needed rest. He knew that we needed refreshing salvation in our lives to have this true rest. Amen. Glory to God. What is impossible for man is not impossible for God. Amen. Now here's this wonderful scripture out of Ephesians, a very powerful book that it is some stuff that's really almost way past our understanding, but the Spirit reveals it to us and how powerful it is what the Lord is saying to us in such a time as we live. Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, I always pray that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory, may grant you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives you a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of him, for we know the Father through the Son. Remember what Jesus said. When you see me, you see the Father. And I pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center and core of your being, may be enlightened. That's talking about your spiritual life. Flooded with the light by the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing? Just like I said, that's how God sees you, like transfigured. Flooded with light by the Holy Spirit, so that you will know and cherish the hope and the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, God's people. And so that you will come to know what the immeasurable, the unlimited, surpassing greatness of his active spiritual power is in us who believe. And that, you see what it says there? What the immeasurable, unlimited, surpassing greatness of his active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of his mighty strength, which he produced in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human. Now, who's really in charge? And far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in every realm in subjugation under Christ's feet. The Father has given Christ all power and authority, and appointed him as supreme authoritative head over all things in the church. Now listen to this. Now listen who completes you and makes you who you are, which his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Taking care of it, brothers. Be at rest, be at peace. The Lord has made you who you are, and no one can take that away. No one can take that away. No being, no person, not in yourself. When you believe and trust Jesus, he makes you who you are. You're full of light. You're the body, the fullness of him who fills and complete all things in all believers. That should give you rest. Amen. The rest that all people are looking for, if they do not know Christ personally, they don't know him as Savior and Lord, they're unrestful. They can't be still. They can't really rest. They might be able to maybe sleep some, but you're not going to find the rest that God wants for us, the hope, the peace, without Jesus. They try to fill it with all kinds of other things, but it fails. It's never enough. Only Christ fulfills us, who we are, and who God wants us to be and has made us to be for the life he has for us. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that. Very powerful. Psalm 105, verse 1 through 4. Oh, I give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonderful acts and devoutly praise them. Glory in his holy name. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek and require the Lord as their most essential need rejoice. Seek and deeply long for the Lord and his strength, his power, his might. Seek and deeply long for his face and his presence continually. Brothers and sisters, and all who are heavy laden, worn out by this world and your flesh, this is what you need to know now for such a time as this, the very last days of this world and this doomed system of this world. It will all burn up. Turn to the Lord of glory in eternity. He will give you true rest. Amen. Psalm 106, 1 through 4. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy and loving kindness endures how long? Forever. No ending of his love, his mercy and grace and his kindness. His love, hallelujah. Who can put into words the mighty deeds of the Lord? Oh, we have them, but it doesn't really match compared to his mighty deeds. Who can proclaim all his praise that is due him? Pray. I still see a reason to pray. Amen. Blessed are those who observe justice by honoring God's precepts. Amen. When you honor God's precepts, who is the living word of God? It's our Savior, Jesus Christ, who practice righteousness at all times. We're able to, brothers and sisters, because we are new creations. We're not the same anymore. We don't have a lifestyle of this world or sin or anything. We have had victory over it, and that we walk in righteousness according to the word of God. Remember me, O Lord, when you favor your people. Visit me with your salvation. When you rescue them, oh, hallelujah. Visit me with your salvation when you rescue them. Brothers and sisters, this is speaking of our true rest. Our eternal rest. This is speaking about when our Savior and Lord Jesus comes and rescues us before the final judgment and the wrath of God. Amen. Do you have a self-awareness of the flesh or Christ's awareness and true rest. Here Paul answers this question for all of us. Let us take heed, amen. 1 Corinthians 3:1-4. Oh, glory to God. Foundations for living. Verse 1. However, brothers and sisters, I could not talk to you as a spiritual people, but only as to worldly people dominated by human nature, mere infants in the new life in Christ. Feed you with milk, not solid food, for you are not yet able to receive it. Even now, you are still not ready, but you are still worldly, controlled by ordinary impulses, the sinful capacity. For as long as there is jealousy and strife and discord among you, are you not unspiritual? And are you not walking like ordinary men unchained by faith? For when one of you says, I am a disciple of Paul, and another says, I am a disciple of Apollo, are you not proving yourself unchanged, just ordinary people? This is self-awareness in the flesh. All these ways and attitudes that Paul is telling the Corinthians and us too. These should not be, brothers and sisters. If we have them, you will not have true rest. You have to repent of these and turn to Jesus and know him and have awareness of him in your life. Now, amen, as the world and the religious crowd say and think, self-awareness, you hear all the time these days what I am. You have to be aware of me and my rights and the way I live, and you need to accept it. You like it or not. Become self-aware of who you truly are. If I'm a man, but really I am a woman. If I'm really a woman, a man. I love as a woman, and I love men as a man. This is becoming self-aware and deceived by your flesh and the devil who wants you confused and lost with no hope. God have mercy. This movement in this world is no new thing. It is from the times of old. It is from the evil one, the master deceiver, Satan. He brings self-awareness. Another name for this is pride. You see, I'll listen tonight in the archive. He wants you to be self-aware so you will not know what God, your creator, and God, your loving Father, really wants for you. In these last days, God the Father has spoken through his Son, Jesus Christ. We are to listen to him and be obedient to what he commands us to do. Amen? He has the words of life, true life, eternal life, and that really matters because this life is very temporary, temporal. Jesus only lived 33 years as a man, but is eternally alive as God and Savior, amen? So we need to hear him and respond to him now. He is the only one who can give you true rest, refreshing salvation for all eternity. Become Christ-aware, not self-aware, amen? Let me tell you now, by the word of God, by evidence in history and ruins that are left, this self-awareness does not come out very good at all. Here's one of the strongholds of hell and what happens to it. The doom of Sodom, Genesis 19:1-13. It was evening when the two angels came to Sodom. Lot was sitting at Sodom's city gate. Seeing them, Lot got up to meet them and bowed down his face to the ground. And he said, see here, my lords, please turn aside and come into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may get up early and go on your way. See, he did all this. He just wanted to be passing through. But they said, no. We shall spend the night in the plaza of the city. However, Lot strongly urged them, so they turned aside and entered his house, and he prepared a feast for them with wine and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Sounds like almost the Passover, don't it? But before they lay down to sleep, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both young and old, listen to that, young and old, surrounded the house. All the men from every quarter. And they called out to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we may know them intimately. Oh, perversion. But Lot went out of the doorway to the men and shut the door behind him and said, please, my brothers, do not do something so wicked. See here, I have two daughters. You have not known a man intimately. Please let me bring them out to you instead. Are you kidding? Going to give up his daughters that way? You can do as you please with them. Only do nothing to these men. Because they have in fact come under the shelter of my roof for protection. But they said, get out of the way. You see how sin drives people, how angry they want to get what they want, to think that it's gonna fulfill them, it's going to satisfy? No, not of this flesh, it will not. And they said, get out of the way, they said. This man Lot came as an outsider to live here temporarily, and now he's acting like a judge. Now we will treat you worse than your visitor. So they rushed forward and pressed violently against Lot and came close to breaking the door of his house. But the men angels reached out with their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door after him. They struck and punished the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, from the young men to the old men, so that they exhausted themselves trying to find the doorway. Can you see how terrible what sin can do and how you are in hell of a mess without being delivered and free and saved from this? I mean, they blinded and they're still trying to find the door. God of mercy. Because I can tell you, it's not the flesh. There's spirits behind this stuff. One of the main reasons you can understand it's sin, but the other thing is the stronghold of hell. The Lord was not going to put up with. It's more than one city. It's a whole group of cities. And the two men angels asked Lot, have you any others in Sodom? A son-in-law? And your sons and your daughters? Whoever you have in this city, take them out of here. For we are destroying this place. Why are they going to destroy this place? Because the outcry for judgment against them has grown so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy and ruin it. Now, this is this one metroplex or city. Now the outcry is coming before the Lord for the whole world. These people were self-aware of their way of life in the flesh. They were wicked and rebellious against God's way and order. God have mercy. They wanted to have it their way. They're self-aware of the foolish, deceitful lies of the enemy. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. These are like the people who know about Jesus or heard about his life or read about him, but they are not at rest through Jesus Christ or have Christ awareness. Genesis 19:14. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, sons-in-law, and who were betrothed and legally promised to marry his daughters. And he said, get up. Get out of this place. For the Lord is about to destroy this city. Now, this is how the sons-in-law responded. But to his sons-in-law, he appeared to be joking. They thought it was a big joke. There's many people in this world think things of God is a big joke. God of mercy. Just like today, think what you are saying is a big joke or you are crazy, mocking and scoffing, just like the Word of God said it would be. God of mercy. Now, what happens to Sodom and Gomorrah is getting to happen worldwide and is no joke. This is a matter of your personal life for eternity or death for eternity. Genesis 19:15-29. When the morning dawned, the angels urged to hurry, saying, get up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here and go, or you will be swept away in the punishment of the city. But Lot hesitated and lingered. The men took hold of his hand and the hand of his wife and the hands of his two daughters, because the Lord was merciful to him for Abraham's sake. And they brought him out and left him outside the city with his family. When they had brought them outside, one of the angels said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you or stop anywhere in the entire valley. Escape to the mountains of Moab, or you will be consumed and swept away. But Lot said to them, oh, no, not that place, my lords. Please listen. Your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness mercy to me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, because the disaster will overtake me and I will be killed. Now look, this town in the distance is near enough for us to flee to, and it's small with only a few people. Please, let me escape there. Is it not small? So that my life will be saved? And the angel said to him, behold, I grant you the request also. I will not destroy this town of which you have spoken. Take refuge there, for I cannot do anything to punish Sodom until you arrive there. For this reason, the town was named Zoar, few and small. The sun had risen over the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained down brimstone, flaming sulfur, and fire on Sodom and on Gomorrah. For the Lord out of heaven, from the Lord out of heaven. And he threw, overthrew, demolished, ended those cities and the entire valley and all the inhabitants of the city and whatever grew on the ground. But Lot's wife from behind him foolishly and longingly looked back toward Sodom in an act of disobedience, and she became a pillar of salt. Abraham started out early the next morning to the place where he only the day before had stood before the Lord, and he looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah and to all the land of the valley of the dead sea. And he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land went up like smoke of a kiln, pottery furnace. Now when God ravished and destroyed the cities of the plain of Sodom, he remembered Abraham, and for that reason he sent Abraham's nephew Lot out of the midst of destruction when he destroyed the cities in which Lot had lived. All I can say now is repent, turn to the Lord for rest, refreshing salvation. Amen. Now, as in the ancient days, and then now in Paul's times, in ours too, the result of self-awareness You have heard that saying, no rest for the wicked? Well, it is really true. Romans 1, 18 through 24, unbelief and its consequences. Romans 1, verse 18. For God does not overlook sin, and the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who in their wickedness suppress and stifle the truth. We got a lot of that going on. So you can see it's not going to be an area of cities. It's not even going to be like a country like Israel when they didn't recognize the visitation of the Lord and their Messiah coming. Now it's going to be the whole world. Because that which is known about God is evident within them in their inner conscience. You see this. God has made it clear about who he is, godly sense he gives people, and the predicament they're in. The Holy Spirit's there to remind them and point them, urge them to come to Christ. God made it evident. Made it evident to them. No excuses. No plea of ignorance. For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood through his workmanship, all his creation, the wonderful things that he has made, so that they who fail to believe and trust in him are without excuse and without defense. You're guilty. There's nothing that's going to get you out except believing and trusting Jesus. That's it. We needed one to take our place and able to pass. Past God's what his standing is, which is righteousness and truth, perfection and holiness. For even though they knew God as the Creator, they did not honor him as God or give thanks for his wondrous creation. On the contrary, they became worthless in their thinking. Worthless. Man's wisdom, knowledge. Don't care how smart you are, how many degrees you have. It's considered worthless that turns you away from the Lord. In their thinking, godless, with pointless reasonings and silly speculations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged their glory and majesty and excellence of the immortal God for an image, worthless idols, in the shape of mortal man and birds and four-footed animals and reptiles. Oh, we're going to worship the creation. Oh, the creation, we've got to save it. Oh, it is all about what we do with this world and creation instead of the Creator. That's what they're pushing now in the new religion. It's worshiping the creation instead of the Creator. Therefore, God gave them over in their lust of their own hearts to sexual impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them, abandon them to degrading power of sin. Because by choice they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. See, the truth is God. The lie is Satan. Remember, he's a created being. He's another part of the creation that they are worshiping. It's very clear. They exchanged the truth for a lie. Instead of loving the gospel, they believe the lie and the father of lies. And worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen? Yes, a very self-aware people and world we live in now. as me and Sis Brenda hear and see the kind of terrible, sinful things are happening, or they are making laws even protect what is evil and perverted, we say this is a Jesus coming moment or event. So this is what God says about how dark and sinful and wicked it will truly get. Look at verse 32. Although, Romans 1, verse 32, although they know God's righteous decree and his judgment that those who do such things deserve death, yet they not only do them, but even enthusiastically approve and tolerate others who practice them. We got that going on? God have mercy. To celebrate a sinful, wicked, lost lifestyle, and you think you're okay? No, you're not. You are in a real bad place. And what it talks about, those who do such things deserve death, we're not talking about just physical death. When God talks about it, he's talking about eternal things. And he's talking about death forever. Because sin will be dealt with. Unless it's dealt with under the blood of Jesus, unless it's dealt with in your personal life by the blood of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Here is self-awareness at its finest. It will lead to destruction and the second death. God have mercy. Now, as you hear this, there is good news about true rest, refreshing salvation, like the living waters of life that refresh you for all eternity, amen? Oh, yes, praise God. Got to show the whole picture. But here's the good news and what God really wants for you. Oh, praise his name. Romans 1, 1 through 6 is like Paul shared the good news before, before the bad news for those who believe and trust Jesus. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus, Romans 1, verses 1 through 6. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, special messenger, personally chosen representative, set apart for preaching the gospel of God, the good news of salvation, which he has promised beforehand through his prophets in sacred scriptures, the good news regarding his son, who, as to the flesh, his human nature, was born a descendant of David, the fulfillment of the covenant promises, and as in his divine nature, according to the spirit of holiness, was openly designated to be the Son of God with power in a triumphant and miraculous way by his resurrection from the dead, hallelujah, Jesus Christ our Lord. It is through him that we have received grace and our apostleship, promote obedience to the faith, and make disciples for his namesake among all the Gentiles. And you also are among those who are called of Jesus Christ to belong to him. You have been bought with a price. The ransom has been paid by the life and blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That should give you true rest, knowing who Christ was and what motivated and made him drive him and kept going to what he was going to face, because he knew we needed rest. He knew that we needed a Savior. He knew we were lost and dead in our sins, and there was no way out. But he is the way, the truth, and life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Christ awareness. Rest. Rest. In Jesus Christ today, amen. Oh, he continues. Oh, praise God. Romans 16 through 17. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation from his wrath and judgment. You want to understand why you need to be saved? Because if you're not saved, you will face God's wrath and judgment forever. Not just in that 7-year time coming up, but for all eternity. to everyone who believes in Christ as Savior, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, praise God, both springing up from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith. Faith, faith, faith. Believe and trust in Jesus. As it is written and forever remains written, that just and upright shall live by faith, not by the ways of this world, not by sight, but by faith. Hallelujah. This is the only true rest and peace here in this world now and for all eternity. Amen? Wow. It is amazing where the Holy Spirit takes us and what he reveals to us now for such a time as this. Amen? Now back to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 9. Oh, hallelujah. When this is, what then is Apollos? What then is Paul? Just servants through whom you believe in Christ, even as the Lord appointed to each his task. I planted, Apollos watered, but God all the while was causing the growth. So neither is the one who plants nor the one who waters anything, but only God who causes the growth. He makes you who you are. He who plants and he who waters are one in accordance and esteem, working together the same purpose. But each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, his servants working together. You are God's cultivated field, his garden, his vineyard, God's building. Hallelujah. Know your place. Know who you are. Christ's awareness will bring rest in Jesus Christ today. Amen? The contrast between self-awareness, self-righteousness, even pride, and Christ's awareness, being humble and his servant for the Lord, his will and glory. Amen? So now, knowing what rest our Lord Jesus was offering in Matthew 11, 20-28, so powerful. So powerful, as Brother Yvonne has always said. Let's see more from the Word of God. Amen. I miss that brother. I hope he's doing fine. I hadn't seen him in a long time. I hope the best for him. Psalm 23, verse 3. He refreshes and restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. This is true rest. Our salvation through Jesus Christ. He refreshes and restores our souls to what God intended. Amen. So we know what true rest is. What does restore mean? Restore. To bring back to a former, original, normal condition. Praise God. There is more. To give back, make return, or restitution of anything taken away or lost. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord has done. So true. Normal life and conditions of life is being born again, saved, filled with the Spirit of the living God. Amen. God's true life. So those who are lost in the flesh, sinners separated from God, they are sick and not normal. We thought life in this world was normal. There's nothing normal about until you get into the life that God has for us. You don't even have life or purpose. Not really any good reason to live. God have mercy. Jesus did say he came for the sick, the sinners. Matthew 9, 10 through 13. You want to talk about real sickness? You think they think cancer's bad? You think pandemic COVID-19's bad? That's nothing compared to this. Nothing compared to this. This is eternal and terminal. Then as Jesus was reclining at a table in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners, including non-observant Jews, came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard this, he said, "Those who are healthy have no need for a physician, but only those who are sick. Go and learn what this scripture means. I desire compassion for those in distress and not animal sacrifice. For I did not come to call to repentance the self-proclaimed righteous who see no need to change, bad place, but sinners, those who recognize their sin and actively seek forgiveness." That's what the Lord wants. That's what true repentance is. Know that you're a sinner and you're lost, and you need the Savior who died for your sin. Amen. If you are religious or self-righteous in your good deeds or think you are a good person, you better take heed to the Savior's word and know you are truly sick. You have a terminal disease called sin. You need to repent. Those who recognize their sin and actually seek forgiveness. Amen. Psalm 41, verse 3. The Lord will sustain and strengthen him on his sick bed, in his illness. You will restore him to health. Here is part of being a believer. It is being healed, spiritually and physically. Amen. You have to believe this in faith. Amen. Psalm 51, verse 12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Restore and rest through Jesus Christ go hand in hand. Amen. Psalm 55, verse 6. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Oh, hallelujah, that's coming. Oh, glory to God, that's coming. Can you say eternal rest in Christ today, either after death or when we fly away in the rapture, the catching away of the true church and true bride who are in Christ awareness now? Amen. Psalm 62, verse 7. O God, my salvation and my glory, rest. He is my rock of unyielding strength. My refuge is in God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this rest. Glory to God. Amen. When you see something in the Word repeated at least three times in a row, it is important. And you should remember it and take heed. The next three scriptures. Psalm 80, verse 3. Restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine on us with favor and approval. That's what it means. And you will be saved. Psalm 80, verse 7. Restore us, O God of hosts. And cause your face to shine on us with favor and approval. And we will be saved. Hallelujah. The favor of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, the mercy and the grace and the love of the Lord. That's the only way it comes. Psalm 80, verse 19. Restore us, O God, Lord, God of hosts. Cause your face to shine on us in favor and approval, and we will be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. True rest in Jesus Christ today. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 23. For all of his days, his work is painful and sorrowful. Even at night, his mind does not rest. This, too, is vanity and worthless. self-awareness and self-pity. Vanity is worthless and no true rest. This is talking about a person trying to make success or to get bigger homes or nicer cars or the best of everything, all caught up in this world and think this is the answer. The only thing it brings is sorrowful and pain, and even at night you can't rest. You need to understand what this life and what life is about. But God the Father expects of you to come to his son, Jesus. All this other stuff is nothing compared. It's worthless. It's vanity compared to knowing Christ. Paul himself said everything he knew, all that he had and all is worthless and dung compared to Christ. Because what matters is coming out of this temporary world with something, with the one who's eternal. Because this is just a small part of our life. This is just the beginning. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 6. One hand full of rest and patience is better than two-fifths full of labor and chasing after the wind. Because that's what you're doing without Christ. You can chase, but you never catch the wind. It'll wear you out. True good wisdom and surely manifest in seeing the day. Amen. It is so much better to live a simple life. It really is. There is a time coming for true rest for you who turn from your flesh and your self-awareness and come to Jesus for true rest in salvation. There's a time coming to the world where there will be true peace and rest. The next two scriptures, Isaiah 14:3. And it will be in the day when the Lord gives you rest from your pain and turmoil and from the harsh service in which you have been enslaved. In Isaiah 14:7, the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break into shouts of joy. Is that happening? Not right now. Life after the major wars of this world, people were shouting and rejoicing and crying for the war and all the dead and suffering were over. But that will not be compared to when this truly happens, when Jesus Christ is reigning here. Amen. Listen to the true account of what kind of rest the Lord Jesus is talking about. Mark 7:24-30. Thank you, sis, and all glory to Jesus. He wants you to know about rest and know about who he is, and he's the one who can make and give you rest. The Syrophoenician woman. Jesus got up and left there and went to a region, verse 24. What is it, 24 to 30? Yes, 24 to 30. And Sidon, the coastal area of Phoenicia. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know about it, but it was impossible for him to be hidden from the public. Instead, after hearing about him, a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately came and fell at his feet. Smart woman. Now, the woman was a Gentile, a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nationality. And she kept pleading with him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He was saying to her, first let the children of Israel be fed, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the pet dogs, non-Jews. But she replied, yes, Lord, but even the pet dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said to her, because of this answer, reflecting your humility and faith, go knowing that your request is granted. The demon had left your daughter permanently. See, when God does something, he does it right. and returning to her home, she found the child lying on the couch, relaxed and resting, the demon having gone. When the devil is kicked out by what Christ has done and is defeated and the power of sin broken, and that your sin is washed away and you become the righteousness of God and filled with the Holy Spirit, you will be able to rest and relax and sleep at night, even if the whole world is falling all around. We're still in the hands of the loving God, and we have peace, and we have hope, and we have rest. This is true rest, brothers and sisters. Being set free from Satan and his demons, having the chains and the bonds broken of you by the mighty chain breaker and prison shaker, Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 2, verse 3. There appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were being distributed among them, and they rested. The flames of God's fire rested on each of them. Each person received the Holy Spirit, the one, the very life and character and power of God, the comforter, the one who'll teach and guide us, the one that refreshes us and strengthens us, the one that we're able to make it through this life, facing all that we face, and that we can rest as we walk and live for Christ. Oh, hallelujah. What did the tongues of fire do? Rested on each of them. As each person received the Holy Spirit, the living water is true, is for true rest, refreshing, salvation, and the fire of the Holy Spirit is for the power to set people free from sickness and being set free from bondages of the devil and flesh. Amen? The powerful part of this true rest in Jesus Christ today. Amen? After this, when the Holy Spirit came, he immediately went to work on the hearts of men and women. Glory to God. When the Spirit showed up, Jesus was going to be free. Jesus was going to be shared the message of salvation and life. That is a question here. Acts 2, verse 37, the end gathering. Do you hear this? The end gathering? That tells you we're in the last days. Back then, where are we at now? Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart with remorse and anxiety. And they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what are we to do? And Peter answered them, Acts 3:19. So repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sin, and return to God. Seek his purpose for your life, what God intended. Who are we supposed to serve? And not be misled, deceived by the following of this world, so that your sins may be wiped away, blotted out, completely erased. God does that. Man and Satan will bring up things that are under the blood, so that times of refreshing may come and court their lives, because they're under the blood. So that times of refreshing, they're gone, they're washed away by the blood of the Lamb. So that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day. Remember what Jesus was saying in 11:28 through 29? Peter tells them the same thing. True rest, time of refreshing, which is eternal salvation through Jesus Christ, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day. Amen. Ephesians 1:11 through 14, glory to God. As the Lord moves. In him also we have received an inheritance. Oh, amen. A destiny, praise God. We were claimed by God as his own. Rest. Rest in knowing who you are and whose you are. Having been predestined, chosen, appointed before him according to the purpose of him who works everything in agreement with the counsel and design of his will. So that we who were first to hope in Christ, who first put on our confidence in him as our Lord and Savior, will exist to the praise of his glory. in him, you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, as a result, believed in him, were stamped with the seal of promise. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, the one promised by Christ, as owned and protected by God. There you go. There's more reason to rest and have peace. The Spirit is the guarantee, the first installment, the pledge, a foretaste of our inheritance until the redemption of God's own purchased possession, his believers, to the praise of his glory. And that's what he's doing. He's coming to come back and receive, not y'all, but I mean in the legal part of it, a purchased possession by his own blood. But he don't consider us as slaves. He makes us as family, sons and daughters. It's absolutely amazing. Amen, sis. Thank you for that powerful word. 2 Corinthians 5:19. That is the God that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's sins against them, but what? Counseling them. And he has committed to us a message of reconciliation, that is, restoration to the favor with God. Praise God. Here again is true rest in Jesus Christ today, right now. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13:9. We are glad when we are weak, since God's power comes freely through us. But you, by comparison, are strong. We also pray for this, that you would be made complete, fully restored, growing, maturing in godly character and spirit, pleasing your heavenly Father by the life you live. This is our rest now, as we live and breathe as born-again believers, made complete, fully restored, growing, maturing in godly character and spirit. Brothers and sisters, this is all wrapped up to be who God the Father wants us to be, like his Son, Jesus Christ, that we too humble ourselves and be willing to give our life and time to him, be willing to serve and obedient to the will and purpose of the Father through our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? So the last part of this verse, pleasing your heavenly Father. How? How do we please our Heavenly Father right now as we live and breathe? By the new life you live in Christ. See, you really are the will of God. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah, hallelujah. You as born again believers, you have fulfilled the will of God. Isn't that awesome? Know this, as believers, for such a time as this, to have true rest as a believer in Jesus Christ, this is how it has to be. Whatever the Father has commanded us to do, let's be obedient and have that rest daily. Amen? Glory to God that all would be fully restored through Jesus Christ. That's what God wants. Amen. Here's a warning and a truth to all of you your self-aware people. Take heed. Ephesians 2:3. This is to all the self-aware people, all the devil-aware, because that's how you're acting without Christ. Among these unbelievers, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by our sinful self, indulging in the desires of human nature without the Holy Spirit and the impulses of the sinful mind, we were by nature children under the sentence of God's wrath, just like the rest of mankind. Now, this rest in this scripture is not the kind you want. God have mercy. Repent. Turn to God and find true rest in Jesus Christ today. Amen. Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed, given by divine inspiration. And it is profitable for instruction, for conviction of sin, for correction of error, and restoration to obedience. There's that rest. You want rest, you've got to be obedient. For training in righteousness, learning to live in conformity to God's will, both publicly and privately, behaving honorably with personal integrity and moral courage. A big part of this rest is to know the Word of God, to know His truth. You need to read it, study it, and know it each and every day to be able to be at rest and peace for such a time as this. Amen. James 1, verse 8. Being a double-minded man, unstable and restless in all his ways, in everything he thinks and feels or decides. Another description of a so-called self-aware person, what the world calls a person like this, the Word of God calls him sick, not normal, wicked, rebellious, lost, dying sinner. James continues, double-minded, unstable, restless in all his ways. No true rest in Jesus Christ today. That's where you're at without Christ. Amen. If you're like this, then you need to repent now. James 5, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another, your false steps, your offenses, and pray for one another, that you may be healed and restored. The heartfelt and persistent prayer of the righteous man believer can accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. By God, not ourselves. It is dynamic, and it can have tremendous power. It really is. Oh, yes. Learning more and more that prayer is very important, part of our faith and true rest in Jesus Christ today, amen? 1 Peter 1, verse 21. And through him you believe, confidently in God, the Heavenly Father, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are centered and rest in God. Find hope. I mean, faith and hope is part of the true rest in Jesus Christ today. Amen? 1 Peter 4, verse 14. If you're insulted and reviled for bearing the name of Christ, you're blessed, happy, with life, joy, and comfort in God's salvation regardless of your circumstances. Because the Spirit of glory and of God is resting on you, indwelling you. He whom they curse, you glorify. Hallelujah. It shows you as a true believer. Glory to the Lord. You praise God. The Holy Spirit is very important for this true rest in Jesus Christ today. It doesn't matter any what any man says. The Holy Spirit is alive and well in the body of Christ in this world today. The only way you can have this true rest, peace past all understanding, hope for all eternity, and love and mercy and grace is through my Holy Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. Revelation 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door of the church and knock continually. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, restore him, and he with me. Is he knocking at the door of your heart right now? Do you want his true rest to be restored to God, your Father? Then let him in by believing in him as the Son of God and your personal Savior. This is true repentance. Turn back to God before it's too late. Amen. And you understand that he says knocking at the door, what else is he doing? If anyone hears my voice, the Holy Spirit saying you need Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Leave you with this. Hebrews 4, 1 through 11, the believers read. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still remains and freely offered today, let us fear in the case of any may you seem to become short of reaching it or think he has come too late. For indeed, we have had the good news of salvation preached to us, just as the Israelites also, when the good news of the promised land came to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them because it was not united with faith in God by those who heard. Well, it has in our lives. For we who believe, that is, we who personally trust and confidently rely on God, enter that rest. Glory to God. So we have his what? Inner peace now, because we are confident in our salvation and assured of his power, just as he has said. As I swore an oath in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Then he said, although his works completed from the foundation of the world, waiting for all who would believe. That's when the Lord's come. When all those waiting for who will believe, Jew or Gentile, there's where we're at. One important point about completed. God rested because everything that needed to be was done. Everything was complete. Fully accomplished in human terms, and this expression is used when a lawyer completes his presentation in a court of law, he rests his case. Everything is in evidence. There is nothing left to present. God has spoken in these last days through his Son, Jesus Christ, all that was needed to complete the salvation of mankind, to restore who God wanted us to be and give us true rest in Jesus Christ today, right now, has been completed. Amen. So we, as born-again believers in our Savior, Jesus Christ, let us rest in him and quit striving in the flesh. But we are led and have rest and peace even in the time we're living now. I know many are tired and weary of this world and the flesh too. But know this well, what the Lord Jesus has done for us and made it possible to rest in him whatever you're going through. You can be in a roaring storm of life, or all that you see happening in the world. But through Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we can have peace and rest right now. Let's look. By the word of God, hallelujah. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, take pleasure in him. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, unselfishness, mercy, tolerance, and patience be known to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious or worried about anything. But in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific request known to God. And the peace of God that passes, that the peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. That's what the Lord is saying. True rest in Jesus Christ today. So the key to having true rest in Christ as a believer now is, number one, rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, take pleasure in him, focus on him, and whatever you are doing or thinking about, again, I say rejoice, amen? And number two, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific request known to God. Amen. When you do this daily, a lifestyle and relationship with your God and Savior Jesus Christ, then you will have true peace and rest in Him today. Amen. Hallelujah. Only one thing is left for us now for such a time as this. The age of grace and the church age is almost over. He is waiting for all who would believe in Him now. True rest in Jesus Christ today. Amen forever. Hallelujah. It is well. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Before, moved by the sound of his voice, see that her she's singing and stirred. Be calm and broken for my regard. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well with me. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And far it be from me not to believe, even when my eyes can see. And this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. Amen. Whatever you're facing, and through it all, and through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well. It is well. So let go my soul and trust in him. Amen. The waves and winds, he'll know his name. So let go my soul and trust in him. Jesus, the waves and winds, he'll know his name. So let go my soul and trust in him. The waves and winds still know his name. Amen. The waves and winds still know his name. Hallelujah now. Sing it. Be refreshed. It is well. Hallelujah. With my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. Hallelujah. With my soul. Yes, Lord. It is well, it is well. with my soul. Yes, in Jesus it is today. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. It is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Through it all, through it all, my eyes are on you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Through it all, it is well, Lord. And through it all, my eyes are on you. It is well with me. Amen. Amen. We have that peace. We have that rest. We're right with God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The other thing.
The other thing.
Need to know.
Eternal
sin. Is that He's greater. He's greater than all who we were and all that we face. He's greater still. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Greater still is the Lord as you listen to this song and about our lives personally. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He did. Saw me at my very worst. I expected disappointment. Love was all I heard. Isn't that amazing? That's all we heard. Love. My sin was deep. Your grace is deeper. Amen. My shame was wide. Your arms were wider, my guilt was great. Your love is greater still. Amen. That's the Lord. You ran to me when I was naked. You clothed me in your righteousness. You pulled me from the depths of darkness into your light again, into your light again. My sin was deep. Your grace was deeper. My shame was wide. Your arms were wider. My guilt was great. Your love was greater still. Your love, my sin was deep. Your grace was deeper. My shame was wide. Your arms were wider. My guilt was great. Your love was greater still. Man, listen to this. Hallelujah. How deep, how wide, how far, how high, the love of my Savior, the love of Christ. How deep, how wide, how far, how high, the love of my Savior, the love of Christ. How deep, how wide, how far, how high, the love of my Savior, the love of Christ. My sin was deep, your grace was deeper, my shame was wide, your arms wider, my guilt was great, your love is greater still. Your love, my sin was deep, your grace are deeper, my sin was wide, your arms are wider, my guilt was great, your love was greater still. How wide, high, love of my Savior, the love of Christ. Deep, how wide, how high, love of my Savior, love of Christ. Amen. Sin was deep.
Yes, Lord.
The wider, your love was great. Your love is greatest thing. Love is greatest thing. How wonderful and powerful is God's love. His love has overcome the total fall of mankind. Every wrong, sin, lie, whatever, it is covered by the life and blood of Christ. It is accepted by the Father. Nothing else is. If anybody says anything else, it's self-pride and self-righteousness that you should not boast in, because no way you can do anything. It had to be the Savior. Now, as we know his love is greater still, how much do we need Jesus? How much do we need Jesus now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, I need you. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, when the world has fallen quiet, you stand beside me. Hallelujah. Give me a song in the night. And Jesus, I need you. Every moment, I need you. Hear now this grace-bought heart sing out your praise forever. Hallelujah. Beauty for ashes, you find the weak and contrite heart, shoulder its burden, you carry it into the light. Jesus, I need you. Every moment, I need you. Hear now this grace-bought heart sing out your praise forever. Jesus, I need you. Every moment, I need you. Hear now this grace-bought heart sing out your praise forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Remember, Lord. Remember mercy. Christ before me, Christ behind me. Your loving kindness has never failed me. Christ before me, Christ behind me. Remember love, remember mercy. Christ before me, Christ behind me. Your loving kindness has never failed me. Christ before me, Christ behind me. Remember love, remember mercy. Christ before me, Christ behind me. Your loving kindness has never failed me. Christ before me, Christ behind me. Jesus, I need you every moment. I need you. Hear now this grace, my heart, sing out your praise forever. Jesus, I need you. Every moment I need you. Hear now this grace, my heart, sing out your praise forever. Remember, Lord, remember mercy. Christ before me, Christ behind me. Your loving kind fills me. Christ before me, Christ behind me. Amen. Brothers, sisters, remember this chorus. As you go through the day and through the night, when you face things, this is the truth. This is who God is, and you can know this, and you can remember it and claim it. Remember love. Remember mercy. Christ before me. Christ behind me. Your loving kindness has never failed me. Christ before me. Christ behind me, and Christ inside you. Hallelujah. That's a word of comfort. That's a word of truth, and that you can stand up to everything of this world and the enemy with that, because that's how great and powerful he is and what he used to overcome all that was evil and wicked and hate and death and darkness and everything by his love, by his mercy, by his grace in Christ. And that the Lord is watching over you. He's before you. He's behind you. He's within you by his Spirit. Amen. Remember that chorus. It's simple. It's powerful. Remember love. Remember mercy. Christ before me. Christ behind me. Your loving kindness has never failed me. Never will. Christ before me. Christ behind me. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. All right, praise God. Now we get to the prayer request, hallelujah. Testimonies or updates, praise God, that I ask you to pray for Pastor Victor, our pastor here in Dublin, and he was having a problem with his eyes. He's doing much better. We went to lunch the other day with a couple of brothers, and we came together as we're understanding more about family and about the family of God and the body of Christ. And he was reading a text And brothers and sisters, he had read a text in a long time without his glasses. And he could see it and read it and give glory to God as the Lord touching his eyes. We pray for sister, for my wife, Brenda, and that her knees are doing better and her eyes are doing better, praise God. We're praying still for Sister Nett, her daughter Shannon, and her grandson and her son Logan. We're praying that there's a new judge, but we're praying that it stays as God has made it and set it up as she has custody and there is supervised visitation, and that we pray this man comes to Jesus. That would reconcile a lot of stuff. But we continue to pray that. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests? And before we move on and let we pray and let Jeanette finish up with a song. See if I got my voice here left. Ah, there it goes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lord. Amen, sis. We will believe and know that the Lord, he hears the prayers of the righteous. We're his sons and daughters. We're part of the family. We're part of joint heirs with Christ. That's how much he loves us. Stop asking for gas money, huh? Well, why don't he ask his father for some gas money if he keeps asking you, sis? I mean, you know, I know how much gas is out there. Lord have mercy. God would give y'all some relief out there, or give you some relief for sure, or maybe, you know, something. Yeah, okay, sis, we will. Well, you know, it's up to you, you know, about you giving or whatever. Maybe you don't just need to drive as much, you know. Sometimes to be humble, for sure. But we'll pray that he, you know, will not continue to ask for gas money. Ask Dad. Or earn some money. Earn some money. That's what he needs to do, is get out and earn some money if he wants to go somewhere or find another transportation, bicycle, you know. Walking, bus, I don't know totally, but that's some of the things. I mean, be in a place of earning it, like taking you to work or doing chores around the house or, you know, different things, yard work, whatever needs to be done too, you know, in respect to you and your husband and his father, that would be good too. But we'll pray, I mean, we will pray that in the name of Jesus. And that God will intervene and help y'all. And each of us is learning to be humble, that's for sure. And being wise, more wise with everything. But he said it'd be this way, but he said he will provide. He really will. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Andrew, how's Chris, your brother-in-law, doing? Or Brother Chris, is it brother-in-law or brother? That we've been praying for him. Hallelujah. We agree. Show honor and respect toward his parents. And that gives honor and respect to God. Hallelujah. Brother-in-law, okay. Amen. Well, we know that the Lord could be that way and has a purpose for it. We don't totally understand everything, but praise God that he's healing. That's good news. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, praise God. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Well, we'll pray that the Lord speeds that up and that it would draw him closer to Christ, the testimony of the power of God. Of what the Lord can do, greater than the things of men and their ways. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the name. Any other prayer requests? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's many things to be praying about, but I guess really focusing right here with us right now. And that, you know, the ones that need Jesus for sure, the ones that need rest, the ones that need rest and peace of Christ, not be restless. Amen. It is, brother. And, I mean, God's put you in his life so that you can be the, to encourage him and be a testimony to him. And what God is doing, that he'll recognize, the Lord will make it, well, he'll recognize and look to the one who's really healing him, the one who miraculously is healing him, because the Lord is able. He's greater than these old bodies for sure. He's the one who created them. We should be looking to him for the answers. That's for sure. Amen. All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Thank you, Father. We praise you tonight. What a wonderful message of hope, a wonderful message of peace, and a wonderful message of rest. Where does our rest come from? It comes from you, Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who made each of us. You created us, Lord, to have a relationship, to have fellowship, to have a life, and a life of victory, a life of joy, peace, and a life that we can make it through, because you have made a way that we do not face it alone. Lord, you are with us by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, that we can have rest. And Lord, that in our inner man, it is well. It is well with our souls. And we're not restless and chasing after the wind, because we have the Spirit of God like the wind within us. Praise God. It's in us. We're not chasing the wind that you can never catch. It's only you, Lord Jesus, that changes lives. Lord God, we pray and thank you tonight. And Lord, we pray as these prayer requests come forth. And Lord, we pray for Sis Connie and that her son Sergio would understand that needs to quit asking for money, but would be a place to earn money and find other transportation. But Lord, as you lead and that you would intervene and understand that you have to be a good son and be available to help around the house and things and to earn some gas money. That's how it was in my day. Or I had to get out and get my own job, too. I pray that for him in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for touching the lives and understand what's going on in lives and that you're healing. We thank you for what you did in Brother Victor's life and Sis Brenda's life, my wife, and we pray now, Lord, still for Andrew to be a witness and a light to his brother-in-law, Chris, and tell him that the Lord is the healer. And, Lord, he is touching him. And I pray that Chris knows that it's you doing it, Lord, and that he will turn to you and know you. And he'll come to love you and have peace with you, Lord, and rest in you. Oh, that the people would know about your rest, Lord. God, have mercy. Life would be so much easier for all. There wouldn't be so much hurt and pain and health problems and trying to run to and fro, but can rest in you. And that they would understand the simple life that you want for us and not complicated running and going and being so caught up in trying to think you can stay up with everybody, with everything crumbling around. Everything everybody's trusted in is falling, is in chaos and everything else, Lord. We pray they come to find rest in you, Lord. As you call out to them, come to me all weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'll give you refreshing of your soul, salvation, and eternal life. Hallelujah. I pray they take heed to the name, what you're saying, Lord, from your heart, and how much you would not have any perish but come to repentance. Turn from this world. Turn from Satan. Turn from sin and turn to you and know that we need you for life and for salvation. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you and praise you. Father, we pray for Sis Jeanette and pray for her daughter Shannon and Logan. And we pray, Lord, and we continue to pray. And next week when they come before this new judge, that, Lord, it will be that what you put on his heart, and it will come forth as that they still have custody and that it is supervised visitations of Logan. And Lord, that we pray that this man of Shannon's ex-husband would come to Jesus and find rest and understand he will not be fulfilled by anything that he thinks he needs in the flesh, but he needs you. And he needs your life in him. Lord God, we pray that for all our loved ones, all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, for all our loved ones and family. Lord, that they need rest, especially in a world we live now, that they need rest and peace past all understanding through you, Lord Jesus, and that you are the hope and you give us the blessed hope. Lord, we honor and praise you tonight. We thank you. We praise you as we can come together and hear what you're saying to us and that we apply it to our lives and that you want us to rest and know that, Lord, that we can't handle it alone. And it's you within us that's moving and breathing and touching lives. And Lord, that we would learn, understand our place and our part. And let your light so shine through us. Let your word come forth from us. Let your life shine from us, Lord. And we honor and praise you tonight and give all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. We'll let Sis Jeanette come here, praise God, and she will come and finish up tonight. Come and finish up tonight with a beautiful song that God put on her heart, Be My Vision. Amen. That he will be our vision, brothers and sisters. Yes. Our vision, the will and purpose of God in our lives. He does not leave us in the dark and uninformed. He has revealed the will and the purpose of the Father for our lives. Amen, sis.
Amen, brother.
All right. Praise God. You go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Beautiful song. Amen.
Amen.
Did you ever think that? Amen. Do you ever think that you would that your life is to fulfill? I mean, you have fulfilled the will of the Father by
Amen.
Coming to His Son Jesus.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right, sis.
Okay. Bye. And with me, Lord.
Words, says that's for sure. They've lasted a lifetime, hadn't they? The old hymns, praise God.
Beautiful, so beautiful hymn. Just touched my heart every time I sing this.
Amen, amen. It's beautiful because He is. He's our vision. He's our life. He's everything.
Yeah, He's so beautiful. Yeah, our God is so beautiful.
Amen, amen. He beautifies us with salvation. He really does. All right, sis. Well, everybody else left, so it's just me and you. So thank you for serving the Lord. We thank you for everything that you do and how you worship and honor our Lord and our God. And we send our love and prayers your way. And we just praise God for everything that He's doing and who He is in our lives. Amen.
I thank God for you, brother and sister Brenda, and the Lord's hour Friday night. Thank you so much. I praise you. Thank you.
We thank God
and,
that we're able to be here to serve the Lord.
Amen. I love you, brother.
You
I love you, sister Brenda. And blessings, mighty blessings to you both and to your loved ones and family. And
you,
in Jesus' mighty name. And, and good night and shalom all.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night and shalom to you, sis. Rest in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Rest in Jesus. Amen.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, glory to God. Shalom and good night to all. Shalom and good night. Praise God.